Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio this January 12, 2013. This is your car accident talk radio show, sharing information and concerns that help you. I'm Estra, your host, for our 20th show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Today on the broadcast, our topic will be about you and your dreams. Recently been in a car accident? Or other turns of events leaving you wondering, what now? What's next? What lies in the future? Today's program provides new ideas, possible directions, and change the question to, how do I get started on my dreams? On this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a collision are up for discussion. This show is really about you, so get ready to dial 718-766-4385. Again, listeners, that phone number is 718-766-4385, and participate in today's broadcast. Someone injured just like you is waiting to hear your story. Personally, firsthand, I know your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, The Hartford, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Dreams always take work and courage. It's like any other relationship. You have to make a decision to stay in the game, to be willing to rebuild your dreams along with your life after car collisions or any other crisis that enters your life. Personally, I believe there are many tracks of life, and people move from one set to another, growing through the process, sometimes keep going kicking and screaming, whether it's a winter season or a summer. Making a decision to go through it and get to the other end of those tracks or seasons provides fuel for our dreams and hopes for a future. But first, personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on the topics in the news and have no association with the writers of the article. From time to time, I will be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section. This week's personal injury news comes from GrandFolksHerald.com. That's GrandFolksHerald.com. And the title of the article is Car Starts on Fire After Two-Car Accident Near University of North Dakota. And that's by the Herald staff report. A two-car accident near the University of North Dakota campus Wednesday left one car on fire and injured a driver. Officers went to the scene at about 7:40 a.m. According to police, a 2002 Volkswagen Passat driven by, it gives their name, of Grand Folks was southbound on North 42nd Street and was turning east on University Avenue when it slid on the ice into the path of a northbound 1999 Dodge Strata driven by, and it gives their name, on East Grand Folks. Both cars came to a rest in the northeast corner of the intersection, and the Strata started on fire, police said. One of the drivers was able to get out of the Grand Fork Fire Department extinguisher for the fire. Both cars were towed from the scene. One got a ticket for not having liability insurance. Another got a ticket for not yielding for the right-of-way. One was taken to All Truth Hospital for non-threatening injuries, police said. End quote. Well, that was definitely an adventure for an accident. You had a fire, you had both people being cited, and one person being taken to the hospital. So that was definitely a mourning for all of those involved. But as written in the tweet of the week, it says, keep a fire extinguisher in your vehicle, along with book Car Accident by Estra. Both are helpful in case of a collision. And that's so very true. Each day, millions of people get into their cars not knowing that they will be in a collision. Time is better spent thinking about one's dreams and how to make them come true. But being ready as possible for an unexpected event brings comfort and peace at a time that you need it most. And that's especially when involved in a collision. The link for this is also out at my Facebook. It's estrus.blogtips, as with the remaining articles on the show. And you can send any comments today to Estrus Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com or at Twitter's Estrus Radio Show. Stay tuned. We'll be back with my commentary on you and your dreams after these messages. Estrus Radio Show provides hope, encouragement, and information to those dealing with insurance, self-insured employer, disability, harassment, and intimidation tactics in an effort to eliminate disability short-term and long-term claims. Many individuals injured in a car wreck are attempting to navigate their way through many processes that lay traps for them from the very start, especially if seriously injured or if the injuries become chronic in nature. So come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Estrus Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Listeners, you are back with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. And now for my commentary on you and your dreams. Dreams are something that rise out of our inner being. Nurturing them and allowing them to grow helps to shape us into who we are meant to be. It gives us courage and strength, especially if you have a personal injury or sickness that can take a great deal of time and energy. It's viable to your life to be able to find something new to keep you encouraged and to look to the future, not only for yourself, but our world as a whole, because it takes each and every one of us to build it for its development and growth, to bring forth the creativity that morphs into something new with every generation. Many dreams have been stomped upon by haters, cynics, the depressed, or disappointed. In fact, none of the things that I just mentioned may have happened. It could be just the amount of determination and fortitude it takes to fulfill those dreams. Just because we dream and want something doesn't mean it's going to be easy to obtain. There is a learning curve and there are mistakes to be made so you can go on and have a maturity that manifests itself by being able to take the disbelief of others and go on to do it anyway. It takes internal fortitude that's built by saying, no matter what happens, I'm going forward until my dream is realized. And that statement should not be taken easily or lightly. Neither should the rewards one receives once you have made it to that first level of your dream. Yes, it's only that first level, that point where you hear your heart and soul say, yes, I can do this. Yes, I have made it through many trials and tribulations. This is where you believe in yourself and your abilities. No matter what resources you didn't have to start with, or lack of knowledge at first, or even the lack of support to make it a dream come true. Despite it all, when you give a dream a chance, it will fulfill itself. Not in one day, but over time, like a delicious dish with flavor. You become seasoned over time with wisdom, knowledge, and support that brings you to a place that says, yes, I can do this. And I started with so very little, but I made it to a comfortable place now in spite of it. Many of the baby boomers did this when they were younger, and I'm sure if many put their minds to it and energy, they could do it again. The young now have a great deal of knowledge and power through the World Wide Web and have a greater opportunity than any other generation. They only need to look inside themselves and believe. Yes, all those dreams inside all the people in the world, waiting to escape, waiting to become. What's holding them back? Is it fear, intimidation, harassment, finances, low self-esteem, lack of courage? All of these things can be overcome when you make up your mind. Yes, the decision lies within you. Will you believe? What will others say about you? Whether you can or cannot do, will you let that hold you back? What if you only have a few pennies to start with? Many say that you should need much more, but do you really? Can you start from where you are and build? Or are you going to let roadblocks placed there by other people get in your way and defeat you, allowing your dreams to pass by the wayside? I sincerely hope not, because the biggest loser would be you. You not knowing the feeling of victory of reaching your dream instead of fulfilling someone else's. Are you concerned about your losses? Being ashamed or embarrassed? Those are the only tools used by others who know that anything worth accomplishing requires a learning curve, a curve one should be proud to take. It's amazing to look behind you and see how far you've come down that road and how it was worth any of the moments of uncomfortableness only because we did not realize how normal it was, or how anyone growing would experience such emotions. There really was not anything to be embarrassed about. It really is about human nature and the process. Do you remember your dream, or has it been so long ago you've forgotten? I suspect your soul remembers and still longs for that adventure. Will you open yourself up to that dream again, or create a new one? Go for it. See all the time it takes to make your dreams come true. It's your choice. Start slowly, or leap in with both feet. It's your pace that counts. The important thing is for you to start. Start today. One simple, small thing. It can have a significant ripple effect that opens new doors, new dreams, and new ways of living. Your gifts and talents will give joy and hope to others beyond what you could possibly imagine. If you give it a try, not only will you make your world a better place, but others will see the significance in your dream too. But you will learn much more about how important it is to take the journey, as it will be in getting there. It's really about you and your dream. Are you ready? Are you ready to take that step? To leave all of those concerns behind? Not that you have to look at things blind, go into something blind, but you just need to be able to say, I'm going to go this direction because I know this is the direction for me. I know it might take work, but I know that I can do it. And yes, there are many creative ideas to jumpstart your dreams. Believe it or not, there are many people out there who could use your natural-born and learned talents. In fact, it also provides an opportunity for you to explore them. Have you always wanted to seek your dream but didn't know where to start? Well, think about giving it a try this Saturday, January 19, 2013, Michelle Obama's request to renew the spirit of service and citizenship may be just what helps to jumpstart your dream. There are needs right now in your community, people looking for help and others wanting to aid. This provides balance to giving and getting, and this would be a way of you getting to know others with common interests and dreams. You never know where new relationships may grow. People by your side may need similar information to begin working on fulfilling their dreams. So give it a try on Saturday, January 19, 2013, for this year's Day of Service. Check out the link and volunteer in your community. Make a difference for other people and yourself. Take a leap of faith into your dream and see where it leads. Website information is go to www.213pit.org for more information. And of course, the link will be out on our Facebook. Are you looking for a new insurance carrier or for employment? Make sure you select a corporation that will treat you with respect and dignity. Also, pay out your benefits if involved in a car accident. No one wants to deal with an employer or insurance company who has a reputation for bad faith practices. Hi, this is Estra. Being injured doesn't mean your life is over. Never give up. Keep living, loving, and caring about yourself and others. Listeners, thank you for being a part of Estra's radio show on Block Talk Radio. Now, did you need an example of someone reshaping their dreams? Let's take a look at Gabby Gifford. An article by Forbes on Gabby and Mark demonstrates how new dreams can be shaped by one's experiences. And the title is Gabby Gifford's New Firearms Reform Pack Goes Viral. And it's by Tom Watson. He's a contributor. Now, I won't actually read the entire article, but there's a link out on Facebook at estras.blogtips, and you can actually go out and hook up with that and read the full one. Quote, launched symbolically 2 days ago on the second anniversary of the brutal shooting that seriously wounded U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords and killed 6 people, the New Americans for Responsible Solutions Pact is promising to launch a national dialogue and raise funds to counter influence of the gun lobby. Ooh, hello. This is going to be interesting. And it's already gone viral with more than 31,000 likes on Facebook. That's wonderful. The primary social channel used by the new organization founded by Representative Gabrielle Giffords and her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly. The pack's mission isn't detailed at this point, but the message is blunt and to the point and wired for easy sharing, which may be at the aim right now, writes Gifford. Quote, 2 years ago, a mentally ill young man shot me in the head, killed 6 of my constituents, and wounded 12 others. Since that terrible day, Americans have seen 11 more mass shootings, but no response from Congress. Don't get me started on Congress, that's my new thing. To prevent gun violence, after the massacre of 20 children and 6 of their teachers at Sandy Hook Elementary, though, it's clear this time must be different. You go, Gabby. The PAC is pretty explicit about its goal of taking on the National Rifle Association as the country's entrenched voice of gun safety and firearms regulation. Okay, I'm going to drop down just a little bit, but I just want to stop here for a minute. But you see the energy and the passion that both Kelly, her husband, and also Gabriel has in this. They're working towards something that they know is going to be very important for not only their lives, but the future of all Americans. And it's about time we thought about how to value human life rather than destroy it. We see so many things that show us that it's not important, but believe me, if it's your life, if it's someone you love, it's their life, you know how important life is. Okay, I'm going to go back into the article. The two-day response has been electric and seems to fulfill one of the PAC's two main goals, a large-scale conversation about firearms safety and gun violence. The other goal is to raise funds to balance the influence of the NRA with legislators and voters in key states. I have to stop here and say something here. This is a pet peeve of mine because our government is supposed, remember, it's supposed to be balanced. It's supposed to be for the people and of the people. It's not supposed to be for Congress and of Wall Street. That's not what it's supposed to be. And it's going to take you running for these offices and putting people like you in those places to change that. Congress is not going to change if we still have the same people running for office and being elected by the amount of money that they have that's controlled by people who want to run our country. Each individual should have the same rights and the same respect. And we shouldn't have 1% just taking the country any way they want to take it. It needs to be by how we want it to be. And I think this past election showed the power of our vote. And now we need to continue that and say we don't have necessarily the money because they've taken it all. I wonder where all those plaques of money we took over. Don't even get me started on that. That the main goal is we need to really focus on making our society again available for everyone, that everyone does have a fair chance to achieve their dreams. And boy, did I go off on that one. Okay, I'm going to get back into the article here. I'm going to start at the two-day response. It says, the two-day response has been electric and seems to fulfill one of the PAC's two main goals, a large-scale conversation about firearm safety and guns violence. The other goal is to raise funds to balance the influence of the NRA, the National Rifle Association, if you didn't know, with legislators and voters in key states. That's a tough hill to climb, and it'll be interesting to see if this social enterprise makes from the big conversation online to a big bank account. And people, I just so encourage you to support this PAC because when people feel that they can do whatever they want because of the money they have, something has gone seriously wrong in our country. That needs to change. Money should not be running our country. It should be a part of us, We did at one time have a great leadership, a leadership that cared about everyone and was respectful not only of themselves, but of others. And quite frankly, in my opinion, I don't see that as it used to be. And that needs to change. And it's only going to change with you taking action, not being afraid, speaking out, and doing the things that you know will help make your community, your state, your country, our world, a better place. So, end quote. That's the end of the actual article, and I know I had a bit of my own I had to add. And like I always say, my opinions have nothing to do with the people who wrote the articles. Those are strictly my assessments. When an injured person can get up, they do. One realizes that it's a privilege to be able to work each day, not a right. So what have Gabby and Mark done? Here is their new dream. And their actual, the website for this is AmericansForResponsibleSolutions.org. And I'm just going to read a quick quote that Gabby has written herself, or Representative Giffords has written. I truly have her, hold her and her husband in the highest esteem and respect. Quote, "Dear fellow American, 2 years ago, a mentally ill young man shot me in the head and killed 6 of my constituents." Okay, and I guess I've already read that in the first article, so I'm going to just move down to her second paragraph. "Americans for Responsible Solutions will encourage elected officials to stand up for solutions to prevent gun violence and protect responsible gun ownership by communicating directly with the constituents that elect them." And she's asking, "Join us today and tell your elected leaders that Americans are demanding responsible solutions to reduce gun violence." And it says, "Sincerely, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly." End quote. I'm just so encouraged that they're taking a stand on this. And I personally believe you need to take a stand on the things that are your dreams. You only get one chance at this. You're only going to be here one time that I know of. I'm not coming back. Some might want to, but this will be it for me. And I want to make sure that you make the best of your life. Don't let it waste away. No matter if you're injured, you're disabled, do whatever you can, because there's somebody out there that needs to hear what you have to say or needs to learn from you. You are valued regardless of what other people have told you. If you don't have a penny, that's okay. I bet you have other things. You have a penny, that's okay, because I think people need that too. So make sure that you make the decision to stand up, because it's needed today. We need you. So you can too move on with your new or old dreams. It's really up to you. More than likely, as with many things in life, there will be uphill battles, as you heard Gabby Giffords say in her in the article. But I believe in you. I believe you can do it. It's going to be one day and one step at a time. Will you believe is the question. Are you worried about what's going to happen next? Got those insurance company blues? Don't let a car collision keep you confused. Talking about you with Estra tells it like it is. You'll find wisdom, knowledge, and support now. Isn't it time for us to talk, to get the answers that you need? Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Get rid of those insurance company blues. Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decisions on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So, order it today. You are listening to Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Make sure to join me for my first television show on Estra's TV at Blog TV on Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at www.14.blogtv.com/people/Estra's TV. I look forward to seeing you there. Now, what does a dream fulfilled mean? Personally, dreams typically bring a satisfaction to life, a feeling of completion and accomplishment. So we're going to quickly take a look at three articles that talk about how we can fulfill our dreams and overcome the obstacles that everyone faces to make them a reality. The first one is from HuffingtonPost.com, and it's titled, The Reason You're Not Living Your Dream Life. And it's not time or money. Ooh, that sounds interesting. And it's by Alexis Schlamberg. And she is a writer, speaker, and media personality. Okay, so I'm only going to give you, I think she has 10 of the top 7, I guess, top 7 excuses people use for not following their dreams. She has number 1 as, I don't have the money. Number 2, I don't have the time. Number 3, I've already started down one path. Ooh, we got a lot of excuses, people. Number 4, I'm too scared. I'm not enough. Whatever that enough is. And number 7, I'm not ready yet. You know? And those are her 7. I just want to make a comment here. So many times people let the things other people say they can't do not allow them to complete their dreams. Don't you be one of them. You step up to the plate. Step up and say, everyone, you can show me all the reasons why I can't, but you know what? You need to show me the reasons why I can. Because I am a can person, and that's what I'm going to do. I can do it. I will do it. And there's nothing going to stop me because I'm not going to what? Give up. So what don't you do? Never what? Give up. And that's what it is. So thank you so much, Huffington Post. The next one we're going to talk about, it comes from Power Home Biz. And it's by Deborah Brown, a contributing author. And hers is, so how do you move past your fears and live your dreams? Okay. So she has here, how many steps are they here that she has? She has also 7. 7 must be a magic number today. So, her first one is acknowledge that you have a dream. You know, and I guess that's true. A lot of times we get into situations where we deny the things that we care about because it can be kind of close to the heart. But, you know, put your heart on out there. Even if it's on your sleeve, you still can get places. So yes. Number 1, hers is acknowledge that you have dreams. Number 2, write down your dreams. I believe that. Writing things down, you can get so much more accomplished. It helps you to kind of breakthrough, where you want to go and how you want to do it. It says break your dreams down into small steps. And I agree with that. Small steps, very small steps in the beginning. Don't become overwhelmed. And don't be afraid to try something new, something you never even thought you would ever do. Like me sitting here talking to you right now, I would never thought that. I thought I was going to be in construction. But no, that's not how life turns out. So, you just continue on moving forward. Okay, number four, the barriers that are keeping you from living your dream. And unfortunately, you just never know what's going to come up. But the only thing you can do is make a plan to overcome it, overcome them, go around them, go under them, go above them, but just keep going. Number five, find people who will support you, and that is the truth. You know, I don't know what it is with people. I don't know if it's that we become too afraid or, you know, we don't want to go ahead and do the time, but you'll find a lot of people who will tell you what you can't do. You don't need those people. You know what you can't do. What you want to do is find out what you can do. And I suspect that there are a lot of things that you can do. So they say the downers, the people who rain on your parade, go where the sunshine is. Number six, pat yourself on the back for your success. Kudos, you need those every step of the way, no matter how big or small. Make sure to pat yourself on the back, because it does take courage to step out. But if you do step out, you will find that you will be successful. Not instantly, unless there's some miracle happening, but you will be if you keep going forward. Recognize that fear will not go away. And I believe that's always true. I think we've become a society where it's like, well, what if something happens, you know, or somebody sees, you know, some of my unlikableness. So what? We all have it. Don't worry about it. Don't let it keep you in the dark. Come to the light. Stay in the light. The light is good. The sun is good. It'll make a difference in your life to fulfill your dream, to go the direction you want. And the tremendous amount of growth you'll experience will be phenomenal. Okay, this is the last article, and it is with theboldlife.com, and it actually doesn't say who it is, but that's the website. And they say, ask for help. It says, it's not the load that breaks you down, it's the way you carry it. And I guess Lena Horne was the one who said that. And I kind of like that. Number two, empower yourself. And it says, the winner in life think constantly in terms of I can, I will, and I am. And that she has by Dennis Waitley. And I think that's great. I like that. I can, I will, and I am. Can you say it with me? I can, I will, and I am. Ooh, I can make a song off of that one. Number three, get a mentor. I did not give in because he would not let me give in. And that's and know your personality. Know where you are. Know what you need, and don't be afraid to get it. Number four, join a mastermind group. Ooh, I don't know about that. That says, it takes a community to maintain a human. And that's probably true. I can see that. So I think support groups, if that's what they're saying, are a great thing for people who are actually trying to do those same goals and meet those same dreams as you. Are they hard to find sometimes? Yeah, because you have to get out there. And if you're scared, it's hard to find them. But keep going. You can do it. Number five, make time for your dreams. Now, that can be difficult, especially if you're injured, you don't feel good, you have migraines. The list can go on and on. And sometimes you just have to push yourself. Don't push yourself off a cliff. I know how that feels. But just keep going, because you have to find what gives you satisfaction in life. And maybe you aren't able to do things on a 9-to-5. You know, maybe physically you're not up to that. Maybe there's things that block some of the things you'd like to do. Find ways to go around them. Take it slow. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. But find the way to make your dreams a reality. Okay, number seven. Let go of the paralysis, hopelessness, and helplessness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That I agree with, you know. It says it's better to take many small steps in the right direction than to take a big step forward only to stumble backwards. And that's a Chinese proverb. And I have to agree with that. Although, you know, leaping is something I'm known to do. That in stumbling is some part of leaping too. So just know that it's all part of the process and accept it. Don't feel bad about it. Just go forward. Just be the best, as they say, that you can be. Because if you're not, who are you being? Okay. Number 8. Keep a success journal. A success journal. So it says, the answers have always been inside of you. And that's by a quote by Jody Chapman. And I believe that. I think the answers are inside of us. I think we try to sometimes push our way the direction somebody else wants us to go or something else we want to do. And sometimes, like with a car accident, your life is just turned upside down and you don't know which way is up. And you're looking from a very distorted perspective. But you can't give up. You can't get discouraged. You can't think that you can't do something. Start small. Just get up in the morning. Just get up. Sometimes that's an accomplishment when you're sick or you're injured or you're hurting or you don't know which way to turn. Just get up. Just get up. And just keep that in your success journal. It's those small steps. It's those small steps. And getting up is part of your dream. And number 9, be happy now. I agree with that. Let's see, they have a quote here. There are some days when I think I'm going to die from an overdose of satisfaction. Whoa. Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, satisfaction. Don't stop. Okay, you're coming close. Back off. Yeah, that would be fun. So, life is here to experience. Don't get left behind. And then number 10 here is sleep, eat, and exercise well. Well, sometimes you can't do all of those things. Sometimes you can't do barely any of those things. But wherever you are, do the best that you can. Well, she has quite a few here. I guess she has how many more? Oh, wow, she's got quite a few. Okay, let's do a couple more here. Let's just take the next two, which are focus on your vision and your success. I think that's very true. I think sometimes we get worried about other issues, other problems, and we lose sight of what's important to us. So hold on to that one really tightly. I'm glad that I got that one in there. And I'm going to skip one because I want to do this last one, and it's number 13, and it says commit. And there's a quote, commit yourself to quality from day one. It is better to do something, to do nothing at all, than to do something badly. That's Mark McCormack. Well, I say you do your best. Sometimes when you start, your best is not all that good, to be honest with you. I go back and listen to some of my first radio shows, and I go, ooh. So it takes a little time. Give yourself time. Give yourself some slack. But do commit. Commit, because that's what it takes. It takes a commitment to become better and to grow. And you will. Just give yourself time. That dream is sitting there wanting you to take those steps to be fulfilled. So I hope that helps you to chart a path to your dream. Listeners, what a day it's been today. We've gotten a lot of excitement into the conversation. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. So let's meet back here next Saturday so we can continue this conversation and have a good time. I want to extend a special thank you to Fabian Claudel, InternetArchives.org, Richard Kleiderman, Frank Mills, Isaac Hayes, James Edward, Cora Kaya, Marcus Miller, David Reeves, Joshua Withall, Willie Eisbaugh, Intellitory, Kataro and the Routers, along with our articles, which made our time so much more interesting. And I'd like to give a shout out to Gabby and Mark, and hope them much success with their new pack. We really need more people like them out there helping us to achieve the things that are best for our country and our world. All the links for the Today Show, you can get them out on Facebook at astras.blogtips. Next week, our topic will be you and starting all over again in a new or different phase of your life after a car collision. So let's talk about it. Tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. with Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Have a great weekend. It's really all up to you. Information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you